welcome to the UK Gamers Podcast. Well, it's a very depressing time. Gen Con is over. We can no longer enjoy the random wanderings of Jules and the fun and mayhem that was the live stream. Beasts of War still trickling out the odd video, so you can get a little bit of a Gen Con fix, but basically the party's over and everyone's relaxing and recovering. My wallet is very worried. Lots of things in Gen Con I'd rather wished I hadn't seen, because I'm trying to rationalise my games collection and there's just so much shiny coolness begging for me to purchase it. What a great show, great event. Really want to thank Beasts of War and the livestream guys and Neon Con and all that lot. Really good time. Makes you really get the buzz of a convention without having to actually go there and incur all the costs. But, you know, no substitute to actually being there. And some of the after-show parties sounded very good and would have loved to have gone to some of them. So Gen Con's going to join my long list of conventions to be got to at some stage. Talking of conventions, we've got a few coming up here in Europe and in the UK. If you're into your role-playing games, I really recommend you take a visit to Sheffield. I believe there are a few tickets left for Furnace, which is, I think, the 9th and 10th of October this year. Really would like to be there. They're a great bunch of guys, and they have some really interesting games. And I do recommend you go for the Friday pre-convention drinks. Always good value. Later on in October, 21st I think it is, we've got the Essen Board Game Convention. I say board game, there's lots of games there, but board games is the main thing you're going to have there, so you're going to have to pop over the channel to get yourself to that. And then you've got Warfare, 20th of November down Reading Way, and then Dragon Meet up in London, 27th of November. So quite a few little shows to help lead you into Christmas. So lots of good stuff there. So if you've been watching Gen Con and feeling depressed like me, you can have a little pick-me-up by maybe popping yourself along to one of those. On the computers front, Red Dead is getting some nice downloadable content, so you might want to log on to your Xbox and check that out. Dragon Age, loaded downloadable content there on special offer. This might be because they have announced the Ultimate Edition of Dragon Age is coming out. I think that's set for an October release at the moment, and that's looking pretty good. War Machine, some YouTube videos now up of the computer version of that. I've seen some pictures of some of the new jacks and stuff. Definitely getting interested in War Machine, which does irritate me because of my metal allergy. But, it's definitely bubbling up. And unfortunately, I have lots of things bubbling up, and Gen Con is to blame for a lot of them. On a good news front, I have actually managed to get some stuff done. I've painted pretty much all of my EM4 Combat Zone stuff. I've started painting quite a lot of my Samurai stuff. I'm still painting a lot of my 6mm stuff. And I've just started painting some of my Mantic stuff. So got a lot going on the painting table. No developments on the role-playing side. I did mention it to my gaming buddies, and they sort of went, yeah. But we'll have to work on them a bit more, I think. Watching Gen Con and checking out various websites and stuff made me realise I've got to get some role-playing action going. It will help me get on with my daily routines. Anyway, back to normality now, working. So, you know, there is some good side to Gen Con finishing. You can actually get on with your life again. Great times had by all. And I think it's given me a couple of ideas of some shows, so you'll be hearing me waffle on randomly about various things in the future. So it's going to probably take me a few weeks to get myself sorted and get another show up. And I hope to be back to you probably towards the end of the month or next month. But don't hold me to that, because you never know what's going to happen. I've got potentially a lot of things looming up on my horizon which might make me a bit too busy. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the coverage at Gen Con, and I hope you managed to get to some of those conventions I mentioned later on this year. Anyway, until then, goodbye and have some great games.